This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Ria Liu together with Christine Wong, and you're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. Today we are asking.
Right. We're asking the question, have you changed employers over the course of the pandemic? Why or why not? And currently on Instagram, the numbers haven't changed so much. It's we've got no at 55% and yes at 45%. And on Twitter as well, we have the same question, but we have four options. Mm-hmm. And so our options are yes for pay or progress at 30%. Yes, my sector closed at 11%. No, but going to at 16%. And no, staying where I am at 43%. We also have a response here from Born to Ride Rebel, who says, we are in an F1 race to satisfy customers, but the tools given to us are stone aged. And this is in line with some of the findings we heard from the Randstad Malaysia Work Monitor survey, where employees are asking for, you know, better support, better tools, more upskilling avenues, that sort of thing.
Right. You know, looking at the Instagram results is pretty much aligned with the survey, right? We got a comment here from Kwong. He says here, there's still opportunities out there, but the options and choices are becoming scarce. It is up to the individual to adapt to the present situation and take the risk. We must be agile to circumstances. He says the government's not helping. We're putting unnecessary SOPs and killing many industries. So anyway, keep letting us know. Take part in the poll. It's still ongoing. We'd love to hear what you think about it. Meanwhile, we've got a story here on AI.
We do indeed. So 81% of employees believe that AI improves their overall performance at work. As a result, more than two-thirds, 68%, are calling on their employees to deploy more AI-based technologies to help them execute tasks. That's a top-level finding from a study published by 3GEM on behalf of SnapLogic, which surveyed 400 office workers across the US and UK about their opinions on AI in the workplace. So SnapLogic CTO Craig Stewart said in a statement, in recent years, there was concern among office workers that AI would drive job losses, but employee opinions seem to have changed. The more they've been exposed to AI and see it in action, the more they realize how much it can assist them with their daily work. So 56 of employees responding to that survey said that they're using AI, which, by the way, the survey doesn't define, as a part of their daily job responsibilities. Meanwhile, 89% believe AI could support them in up to half of their activities, right, particularly in explaining data, revealing trends and patterns, moving data from one place to another, and accessing data residing in different places across the business.
So when asked about the benefits of AI, 61% of respondents said it helped them have a more efficient, productive workday. Almost half, that's 49%, felt improved their decision-making, accelerated time to insights, while just over half, 51%, said they believe AI enables them to achieve a better work-life balance. SnapLogic's research also took a look at the growing market for personal AI apps versus those used at work. The workplace appears to be the proving ground for the use of AI, according to Stewart, with 45% respondents reporting having downloaded AI-powered work apps compared with 26% reporting having downloaded personal apps. So Stewart continued, said, as AI increasingly used to make better decisions and rack up productivity gains, they've gone from tentatively accepting to fully embracing AI, and the fact that they are now calling on their leaders to accelerate AI technology adoption in the enterprise is a real sea change.
Yes. And it must be said that SnapLogic does have a vested interest in demonstrating demand for AI in the enterprise, as the company's platform taps AI and machine learning to automate app data and cloud integration. But business interests aside, AI technologies are verifiably becoming prevalent in workplaces around the world. While the adoption rate varies between organizations, a majority of them, 95% in fact, in a recent S&P Global report, consider AI to be important in their digital transformation efforts. Corporations were expected to invest more than $50 billion in AI systems globally in 2020, according to IDC, up from $37.5 billion in 2019. And by 2024, investment is expected to reach $110 billion. So Accenture Global Lead for Applied Intelligence, Sanjeev Vora, explained, the C-suite, or the top level of companies that are getting interested in this technology, are seeing how they can actually use AI for business. It's moved out of the experimentation zone to something scaled. Businesses are using AI to scale business value and enterprise value.
All right. Here in Malaysia, and speaking of the panel, the power of innovation AI is a game changer in the new world, as part of the World Artificial Intelligence Conference, WAIC 2021. And this is Zulaira Abubakar, CEO for Technology Technology Park Malaysia. She said there is a huge opportunity for AI to flourish in Malaysia. On the other hand, she also said a lot needs to be done to achieve mass adoption of AI. The Malaysian government expects the National Industrial Revolution 4.0, IR 4.0 policy to improve the country's productivity by 30% across all sectors by the end of 2030, and AI is a significant part of that. She also highlighted what was at stake. Through ASEAN, Malaysia has access to a market of 630 million people and a GDP of $3 trillion US dollars. The ASEAN market is expected to skyrocket to 5.2 trillion US dollars by 2025, and the country that can push forward the fastest will stand to gain the most.
It's a race.
She cited a 2019 IDC study where it was revealed that Malaysia's workforce was unprepared for IR 4.0. The common challenges faced in Malaysia include the lack of awareness and the impact of IR 4.4 and its technologies. So that's 2019. I don't know whether, like, with the pandemic, we realized that we need it more because we're using technology a little bit more. So, you know, she's sort of, you know, she's pointing her fingers.
That's my suspicion because, I mean, I think you've brought this up before, where the joke is that, like, the pandemic has accelerated, you know, technological adoption far more than any IT department, CTO, anything like that, right?
And I think just like what she said, from the survey and how you're able to use this information, and you're able to work more smartly, right? When you're able to work more smartly because you have all the information and you're able to make better decisions, right? I mean, it helps with your work-life balance if you're able to do this rather than cracking your head on some things, right?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of the data processes that were described, you know, in the story, I suspect that the AI that is being used there is to automate the process, right? And I think that in and of itself saves so much, like, brain work, right, you know, and time.
And maybe people are scared of the word AI, right? But it's just like, and I think apps that we use as well, right? Because they've got all this information, just makes you make better decision faster. So, you know, so there you go, that story at AI. We are asking that question, Christine, today.
Yes. So we are asking the question, have you changed employers over the course of the pandemic? Why or why not? Let us know, of course, on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio or on WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
And we'll continue a story about Bitcoin, not the way you think it is going to be, right after this. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.